talking about what he's doing now at age 23, they also mentioned the fact that he works at a local radio station in Dallas, which would be the Ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But also mentioned that he is booked this year with 65 female horses or fillies, which he is helping mares. What's a filly? A young female horse?
Okay. Yeah.
So they're mares, yeah. Right. Old enough to breed, right?
Right.
You got to be a mare.
There you go.
Mike Fernandez says fillies would be molesting. Seattle Slough would be in horse prison if he were with fillies. All right, so he's booked with 65 mares. He's breeding out at Midway, Kentucky's Three Chimneys Farm. And Seattle Slough is up here in studio with us now. We're going to talk about this pub that you've been receiving, Seattle. Good morning. How are you?
How y'all doing now? All right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, let me get up to the mic here.
Okay.
No applause or nothing?
Well,
jeez.
We don't have the studio audience show here like we did last time.
Well, you guys give me a hand. Hell, I'm a triple crown winner. All right.
You gotta go.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
not again.
Good God, I'm sorry. Oh, man.
You sound like you got a cold this morning.
Well, I'm going to pay for those damages. I did got a little bit of a cold. I got the,
See if you can adjust that.
What's happening to me here?
Well, I don't know. You've got kind of an echoey cold.
Oh. So, hold on.
See if you can, yeah.
I think I know. Okay. All right.
It's this microphone that we've got you. It's
yeah,
this
I'm sorry
microphone.
About that. That's
is
a bad
better?
Mic.
Yeah,
that's a bad
better.
Mic. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, you just
all
hit
right.
that button there. That corrects
it. Better?
Well,
okay.
No, that's okay. Now you're good.
Okay, man, I'm sorry.
Well, Seattle, we wanted to talk to you about this article in Time Magazine. I'm sure you saw it.
Come on, George. Stop
I'm sorry.
Fun. Man, I'm nervous, you know?
I know.
I'm a podcast person
okay.
like you guys. I can't believe that I was in Time Magazine
That's
again.
Embarrassing.
How is it ever, man? They're like writing about me and stuff.
I know. I mean, you don't write about people's sex lives like
I
that.
I know. I turned 23.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. And so I can... you know, it wasn't until 2 years ago I could legally buy beer, so, you know. But,
and yet by horse years, man, you're old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am, George. I'm a lot older than a lot of the other horses in the world, you know, racing
yeah.
age. You can't really race past, you know, 4 years, 5 years, somewhere
right.
in there.
Right. Well, here's the sentence I wanted to get reaction from. It
okay.
says that
all
the
right.
The legendary thoroughbred Seattle Slough,
uh-huh.
the dark brown stallion, spends nights out on his 2.5-acre paddock at
yeah.
Three Chimneys Farm, and after a morning gallop,
yeah.
says you're ready for your first mayor of the day.
Oh, God! Oh, that's so embarrassing. That's what we horses do after we finish racing. And I don't know if y'all know this, but we go out to stud, and no explanation necessary there. And I'm I'm a pretty good studder. I have a lot of stamina in that respect, and so. I think it said in that article, you know, that I do like two a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I tell you, man, it's closer to about five or six.
Oh, gosh. As yeah. we called you yesterday, you're the Wilt Chamberlain of horses.
I am the Wilt. George, I get it now. I didn't when you first said it. But,
yeah, not that you're a basketball player, but yeah.
But about two of those are paid for, and then the other four.
Oh,
are
come on.
That's
come
a
on.
Joke,
well,
of
it's
course.
On the
you
side,
usually don't
you know?
Get dark.
No, but, and I haven't even called in and found out what my schedule is today.
Well,
why
don't
we find
do
out?
That?
Yeah, usually they fax me a list of the mayors that I'm studying. So
how are you going to get up there so fast today?
Well, I got a jet.
All right, let's call the stable and find out what you're doing
Are y'all
today.
Calling Three Chimneys?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Three Chimneys Farm.
Yeah, Seattle, go ahead.
Hey, is this Dan?
Yes.
No, this is Dan Rosenberg. He's the farm manager out there. Dan is C.F. Slough.
Slough, is that you?
Yeah, you got me?
Hi.
Hey, buddy. Listen, I did not get my schedule faxed to me today about...
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the mayors I'm studying. Do you have that with you, or...
Yes, the machine
okay.
must be broken. We faxed that down about an hour ago.
Oh, you did? Oh, damn, I didn't get it.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Just get back there, all right?
You can get my fax number if you want to, Seattle.
List.
What?
Just give me the list.
All right, he's getting the list. I'll just write this. Can I borrow your pen, Craig?
Yeah, here you go.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Slew.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got it right here.
Okay,
wow,
Dan.
Look at that. Look how he's holding it.
Wow, that's pretty good.
9:30, Skinny Jenny.
Okay, Skinny Jenny at 9:30.
Right. At 10:45, Ready and willing.
Ready and willing. Got it. She's a good one.
And we try to get you one before lunch. I think at 11:15 we got Slippery When Wet, if you can.
Oh, Slippery When Wet. Wow, she's back again. I guess the other one didn't take.
Her foot's better now.
Yeah, good.
She got her foot fixed.
Yeah. I stepped on it once.
If we can get the bag off your face by noon, we've got plump and bloated. She's ready to go.
Oh, come on.
Do that again.
Stop it.
I thought I told that trainer that I didn't want plump and bloated anymore.
She's been just sick ever since you just kind of, you know, gave her the cold shoulder.
Oh.
Stop calling.
Yeah, I didn't call her back. Who else?
Your afternoon schedule is not quite confirmed up. We've only got three.
Right.
At 12:30, it's Redheaded Doll.
Redheaded Doll, okay, mm-hmm. Good, good.
12:45, now that Redheaded Doll is going to have to be a quickie. 12:45, we got Rhonda's Choice.
And oh, Rhonda's Choice. Right, Rhonda's I guess Choice. Peg and I have something in common.
Stop.
No, she's on her way to Kentucky, so she's only got a brief stay. So we've got to get her in right at 12:45.
Yeah, I'll do a popper or something.
All right. Oh, God.
At 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
See, I know that... Well,
oh, don't tell me.
Yeah. Hey. We have to, Seattle. We're in the contract. We've got to do it. It's Tore Up and Sway Back.
Oh, I want to do Tore Up and Sway Back.
Yeah. Oh. Seattle, she's got a whole new look.
You're killing me, Dan.
Contrasting color.
She what?
She's got a whole new look. It's not just about contrasting color, but it's contrasting texture that all be exciting about her.
Oh, man. Dan, you're killing me. No more, Dan.
Okay.
No right. More Tore Up and Sway Back.
If you can just do those three, then we'll let you off for the rest of the afternoon.
All right. Hey, Dan, I'll see you in a bit. Okay, buddy?
All right.
Okay,
bye,
thanks.
Hey,
okay.
Seattle, there was a quote in here in this article from Dan.
Yeah?
And I just wanted to read it to you and get your
right.
reaction. He says, quote, Seattle Slew, he's tough. But kind. He'll do anything you ask him to do as long as you pose it as a question. If you give him an order, you're going to have a fight on your hands and you're going to lose.
You're damn straight. I don't want to say that. Now, Dan's a good guy. He kind of rags on me in the press a little bit. But, I don't like to be told what to do. Do you like to be told what to do?
No, of course not. Especially when it comes to stuff like this.
Right, exactly. I'm so nervous talking about this.
I know. It's kind of embarrassing.
Right.
Hey, Seattle, hey, you better get up to Kentucky. You got like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I got to catch a jet.
You going to use Jerry's?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did fly in here on Jerry's jet.
Hey, I've got some bigger fit for you. You want that?
Oh, does that give me an extra boom boom in the paddock?
Yeah. According to Hammer, it does.
I've heard those commercials.
Yeah, those are funny.
I appreciate it, guys.
Okay.
If I could plug my charity real quick.
Yeah. Okay.
Dallas Can Academy, reminding you to write off the not the kid, okay? All right, boys.
See ya.
Right,
there goes Seattle Slew. Always good to see him. He's got to get out to Kentucky. Oh, man.
Coach Foolery or